Number 124 from August of 2016, Aging. I was all excited last week because I hit a significant milestone in life. I got my Medicare card in the mail. I will be eligible to start using it in August, but it is not quite in time. I will be having some oral surgery and eye surgery in July, but it does feel like a bit of an insurance safety net, and I am grateful for that. Making it to age 65 will be significant for Medicare, if for no other reason. I am now officially an old hacker, but it started me thinking about the significance of different ages. I recall a segment from the late comedian George Carlin that dealt with age milestones. From what I remember, it went something like this. If you are less than about 9 or 10 years old, you are so excited about aging that you speak in fractions. You can't wait to be older. You tell people that you are 3.5 years old. You're not just 3, you're 3.5. You don't hear middle-aged people doing that, saying, I'm 44 and a half. When you enter your teens, you always jump to the next number. You say, I'm going to be 16, instead of saying I'm 15. But then you become 21. It sounds like a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. It could have its own ceremony. It sounds like the world is opening up for you, and it feels like that. However, then you turn 30. That has kind of a negative sound. It sounds like milk that has gone bad and spoiled. He turned 30. And then you are pushing 40. It sounds like a real effort at this point, like pushing a large rock up a hill. You reach 50. It sounds like a struggle, but you reached it. You make it to 60. Nobody thought you could, but you made it. You become a senior citizen officially at 65 with Medicare and possible retirement looming. Now you are rolling downhill and you hit 70. Then you get into your 80s and get into your 90s. However, if you hit 100, then you get to start all over again like a little kid and be proud. You start speaking again in fractions. You would say, I'm 100 and a half. You're supposed to be proud of doing something like that, that few people will do. As we grow older, we sometimes look back and regret the times when we wished our lives away and we're trying to get to the next plateau, the next big thing. Mostly, when we look back or when we look ahead, we will find that the things that really made a difference were our relationships. When we have our relationship with God, with other people, and ourselves going well, life is good, no matter what stage we are in. So, happy aging to you.